I tell you one animal they'll never see in that circus. I'll tell you one creature that's never going to be panned up and shown in some sideshow. That's the one-eyed viper. Huh? Huh? The one-eyed viper! Oh, yeah, I got a call from those guys. They heard about it. They heard about it. They heard I had a rare breed of viper. And the guy said he wanted to put it in Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. He'd make me a very wealthy man. We'd tour the great countries of Europe. I said, no way, Jose. No way, Jose.
Put the one-eyed viper in a circus? Are you out of your mind, man? He said, it's the only one I've ever heard of. I can make you wealthy beyond your wildest dreams. I said, never. Just as I was about to hang up the phone, he said, can I at least come over and take a look? Just take a look.
I said, all right, but you do so at your own risk. He's been known to spit in your eye.
He said, all right, I'll take that risk.
Sure enough, the guy came over. He said, Mr. Barnum has authorized me to give you this briefcase, and here is $10,000 if you'd just at least let me take the viper for one shot. I said, no.
He said, well, at least tell me a little bit about it.
What are his colorings? I said, it depends on the viper. Some white, some black, some yellow, some red, some brown. He says, well, what is yours? I said, well, it's white. With the weight of a black, the guile of a red, and the pugnaciousness of a yellow. He said, my God, it sounds like... I said, yes! Yes, it's a one-of-a-kind! It is even more rare these days because this is a one-eyed hooded viper. He said, a hooded viper? I said, yes, they are very rare! They very rarely last long in the hooded capabilities. I spotted my enthusiasm in the little man's face. He said, what kind of habitat would we have to make for him if we were to come to some sort of a deal? What are his environs? I said, well, he likes areas that are dark and dank, semi-fetid, and just a tad tangy. He said, my God.
We can do that. We can arrange it. We can arrange it. He said, tell me about his personality traits. Is he retreating and shy? I said, far from it. He's fearless. I have to keep him on a tight rein because he'll go anywhere, anywhere. Many's the times I've seen caves that he's been tempted to enter, and I've said, no, you fool, you can't go in there. It's the most unsavory thing I've ever seen. There's guano in there. My eyes are tearing.
But he wants to go anyway.
He wants to go anywhere. He said, well, does he react to it? I said, no, he's deaf and dumb. He can see. But thank God he can't smell. Thank God he has no sense of smell. He said, please. I said, no. I've told you too much already. Now I'd like you to leave my house. He said, but at least let me see the one-eyed viper. Can I at least see? I have to tell Mr. Barnum that I saw him.
I said, well, all right, he's in the backyard. You can look out this window here, but only take a brief peek. And so, sure enough, a little man from the circus leaned out the window. That's when I reached up and I grabbed the window and I slammed it down on his neck, trapping him there.
The viper! He must have gotten in the house! My God! My God!
Yes! I lifted the window. I said, I'm sorry about that. The window just slammed down, sir. I don't know what happened. He said, that was the viper. I said, yes. That was the viper. Somehow he'd gotten in behind us. We were so enthusiastic talking about him that we didn't see him enter. He said, my God.
I was that close. I said, yes. You went that. He said, where is he? I said, he's under the couch. He's under the couch. Don't go near there.
Now get out of my house. Get out of my house. You've caused enough problems already. He turned in the doorway. He said, well, Mr. Barnum will never believe me that I was that close. Mr. Barnum will never believe me. I must have proof. I said, young man, the proof is in the pudding.
Announcing the